And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Idaho's Attorney General is locked in a standoff with the mayor of Boise, Lauren McLean, over her refusal to remove a pride flag illegally displayed at City Hall. Despite a new state law prohibiting unauthorized political flags on government buildings, McLean insists on keeping it flying, claiming she's focused on Boise and Boiseans. I think that's how you say that. I mean, when she claims the flag shows everybody in our community matters, what she's really saying is the law doesn't, at least not when it conflicts with her progressive priorities. Well, we have a praise from South Africa, where Tennessee pastor Josh Sullivan has been rescued after being kidnapped at gunpoint during a prayer service. South African police tracked the missionary to a house where his captors were holding him, leading to what officials described as a high-intensity shootout that left three kidnappers dead. The pastor emerged completely unharmed. And as we tell you, as always, please continue praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. A German doctor has been charged with murdering at least 15 patients in what may become one of Europe's most horrific serial killer cases. The 40-year-old physician allegedly broke into patients' homes, administered lethal drugs without consent, and sometimes set the houses on fire to cover his tracks. While prosecutors have confirmed 15 murders, they're still investigating 395 deaths connected with this doctor. German authorities are seeking a lifelong professional ban for the doctor, which I don't think should be too hard to obtain. President Trump has frozen $2.2 billion in federal grants to Harvard University after the institution refused to address rampant anti-Semitism or end its discriminatory DEI programs. In a display of arrogance, Harvard claimed, quote, it will not surrender its independence or relinquish its constitutional rights. Ironic, coming from an institution that spent decades trampling the constitutional rights of others through weaponized civil rights enforcement. The same university that demanded Christian bakers bake the cake now is arguing that it should be exempt from following the same law. Higher education, they say. The British government is developing a minority report-style system to identify potential murderers before they kill. I mean, dystopian fiction is now becoming government policy. Ironically, critics in Britain aren't concerned about the program's Orwellian nature. They're only worried it might predict too many non-white murderers and are demanding the system be adjusted for equity. That's a true statement, sadly. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.